We are starting new Masechta, Masechta Zuma, and we're starting obviously from the beginning of Masechta from the Mishnah. The Masechta is called Masechta Zuma. The Mashah in the beginning of Masechta explains because when you say the day, you know exactly what day we mean. We mean the biggest day of the year. We mean Yom Kippur. That's why it's called Masechta Zuma. And he has a few other Cheshbainas there. And the Ikar Masechta Zuma, the first seven parakim, discuss the Avodah of Yom Kippurim and the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. And the last parak is the parak that discusses fasting and the halachas that we have on Yom HaKippurim. Zok the Mishnah. Shivas yomim koidim Yom HaKippurim mafrishin kohen gadol mebeisoy lishkas pahedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol had to leave his house and go to a certain lishka called lishkas pahedrin, which was built into the walls of the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Later on, the Gemara Daf Yetes has a discussion which side of the Beis Mikdash. It was on the Tzofin side or on the Adarin side. And the Gemara comes out, it's on the Tzofin side. So when you're facing the Heichal, it's on the right side of the Azara. There was a room called Lishkas Bahedrin, and that's where the Kohen Gadol went for a week before Yom Kippur to prepare himself for Yom Kippur. We didn't want him to become Tamei, we didn't want him to be with his wife. Therefore, we mafresh him to this Lishkas Bahedrin. That's one halacha. Another halacha in the Mishnah is maskinin loy koyin achatachtav. They prepare another koyin to take him over if shemi yerabai psul. If something happens and becomes puzzle, like Rashi says, maybe he'll become tumah of a keri or other tumah on Yom Kippur. We need a second koyin gadol to be prepared for this. What do we prepare the koyin gadol for? So the Tosfos Shanim says that we prepare him so we can measure him for the big days off. He has to have the measurement. Therefore, we mafresh him and we prepare a second coin with his big day kahuna. Agav, the Guru Sari on Daf Lamates asked, don't we always have a scan coin, a second command coin? So he says, talking about in the case, we don't have one prepared. So the luck is special in Kippur, you have to prepare another coin. Shema Yerubai Psul, maybe a psul will happen to him. Now, you're going to ask me, you need Afrasha. 7 days before Yom Kippur, you need Afrasha. This coin, you also do Afrasha? So the Tais Shalom and Tais Rosh both say that Afrasha is not Ma'akiv. It comes to the Gemara, the Gimel and Beis, that Afrasha is not Ma'akiv. So that's halacha in our Mishnah. First of all, 7 days before Yom Kippur, you mafresh Kohen Gadol. And second of all, you prepare a second coin just in case it becomes possible. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Af Isha Acheres Meskin Eloi, Shema Thomas Ishtar. We prepare another Isha also for the Kohen Gadol, because maybe his wife will die. And Shinemah says, Impossible, Chiba Ba'ada Ve'ad Beis. So he bases you Ishtar. So it sounds like you have to be married in order to do the Kampara Yom Kippur. And therefore, we prepare another wife. Or Meloim, Cain. What? So they have it tonight. They'll see later on tomorrow. They make it tonight. The conclusion before tonight. If she dies, then you have a second wife automatically. So Amru Loi, Im Kain, Ain Ladava Saif. They said if you appear another wife, you worry someone's gonna die. He said Ain Ladava Saif. Maybe she'll die also. So therefore, you don't prepare another wife because Ain Ladava Saif. Someone will die. The Kohen Gadol, we appear another Kohen Gadol. So tomorrow we'll ask the Kasha, and tomorrow we'll discuss that maybe Tuma is different than Misa. Akapana, according to Rabbi, they appear another wife. And according to Rabbanan, they argue they don't appear another wife. So you ask me, Lachari, you appear another Kohen Gadol, does he get another wife also? Do you appear him another wife also? So again, Tais Shalom asks his kasha, and he says that this din that you have to have a Isha is not ma'akiv, it's only a mitzvah and a mufkar, and therefore, for the extra Kohen, we don't appear another wife. So that's the halachas of our Mishnah. And the first thing we'll discuss, this halacha of Shivas Yom Kohen Kippurim that you mafresh the Kohen Gadol, what's the makar for that? And we have this idea by another carbon also. Zok the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, Unten Mishnah, Mesechtas Parah. Shivas Yom Kohen Srefes Aparah, Hoy Mafreshin Kohen Haserefes Aparah Mabesoy, Lelishka Shapnei Abira, Tzvayna Mizracha. Lelishka Space Evan Hoysenikra As. Says in the Mishnah there, 7 days before they burnt the Parah Aduma. The Parah Aduma was the Parah they used to spritz on someone who became Tamei Beis. So 7 days before the Kohen got ready to do the Parah Aduma, it was not a Kohen Gadol who did the Parah Aduma, it could be any Kohen, it's a mitzvah b'skan, but it was any Kohen. So he met Frishin Kohen that served as a Parah Beis. L'lishkot al shal pnei Abira. What does pnei Abira mean? We'll see in the Gemara later on, but Rashi learns that this Lishka was also in the Azara, in the corner of the Azara, it was a Tzvayna Mizrach of the Azara, the northeastern corner of the Azara. The Lishkas Beis Evan is the crown. It's called Lishkas Beis Evan. We'll see in a second why. And this Lishka was where we sent the Kayan Aser for Sapara. Why is it called Lishkas Beis Evan? Why is it called the Lishka of the stone, of the house of the stones? Shekol Maseha, because all the Maisim of the Paraduma were done in stone vessels, or made out of dung, or made out of earth. These things are not Mekavatoma, not earthenware. It was made out of packed sand. These things are not Mekavatoma. Shekol Maseha, Kli Glolim, either Kalim made out of animal dung, or Kli Avonim, or made out of stones, or Kli Adama, or made out of sand. And why do you use those kelim? My time. Why do you use kelim not mekabel toma? Kiven a tful yoyim kosher bepara. Since a tful yoyim is kosher by a para, that's what you say is the drush later on. That usually when someone's toivel for a tuma, he has to wait till he has harav shemesh. He has to wait till the night. But especially my para duma is not after the harav shemesh. That's, and therefore, they will metame them to show that this drasha is true, because Tzdukim argued on this drasha. The Tanan metame moyo akoyin aserif is a para. They used to be metame the koyin who did the straight for the paraduma. And then they were terrible. They would dafko metame the koyin and let him go to the mikvah. And he did the paraduma as a tful yoyim, even though he didn't have harav shemesh, he didn't reach the evening yet. Just lahoitzi malibon shal Tzdukim, in order to show that Tzdukim are wrong. They say that it needs harav shemesh. So since we went tamba the koyin and we did something that's a little bit radical, so therefore we went the other way also. That everything else has to be done in the highest level of tahira. Tekin lo ravonim kli glolim kli avonim kli adama. Then we start to use a certain kelim that the namak havutuma lelik havutuma keich lel zalva. Shouldn't be mezalzel in it. Akaponim. We have so far that the halacha is that by Shreifat Zapara also, 7 days before the Mafashim to the Lishkas Beis Evan, why is it called Lishkas Beis Evan? Because they use certain type of vessels to do the Parah Aduma. Now, Maishna Tzvayna Mizracha, why is this room in the northeastern corner? So the Gemara explains, Kivan the Chatasi, since the Parah Aduma is called Chatas, the Chatas to itself, we know Chatas needs suffering. That means Shchita of Chatas is in the Tzafen. Avada, the Shchita of the Paraduma, is not in Tzafen. Shchita of the Paraduma was on the Har HaZeisim. But just since it's called Chatas, and Chatas is Tzafen, V'ksivva also says by the Paraduma that V'lokach aloza akayim edoma be'etzba'o, you take the dam, Hizel noichach pnei el-mayid medoma shavapam, you spritz towards the el-mayid, which is in the Mizrach. So therefore, we made the room in Tzafen Mizrach to remember that I'm doing a paraduma which is similar to a chatas, which is called a chatas, and needs zrika on the east. So you should remember, you should have a heker. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means, ladas shahufra sham, that he went there, that he went to this room in order that he should do the avodas para, kriya chatas, kula chatas, sura mizrach, v'yosam lev liyazaras masa. You be careful to do it right. There's Tosfos Shanim that's printed on my base that he says you should do it l'shma. We want you to remember I'm doing the paraduma. I'm doing the paraduma l'shma. How do you remember? By putting him in a corner which is a remez, is a simen to the paraduma. It's you put in the tzafim, which remember, oh, it's a chatas, called a chatas, and then it's the mizrach. I remember, oh, I do the zrikas there towards the mizrach, and therefore you remember that you're there for to appear for the paraduma. Now Taisa says that isn't this is why you need a different lishka for the kohen gadol called lishkas Sanhedrin, just use the same lishka. So Taisa's first teretz is that because then it won't be a hacker that you know be careful with the paraduma because the kohen gadol stays there also. That's his first teretz. Taisa is the second the bottom Taisa's. That's his first teretz. Taisa's second teretz is a very sarisik teretz. Tosfos Maishna. Tosfos Inami Yeshloime says, Shun the Kohen Gadol B'yom HaKippurim Prishasa LeKedusha. He has to be go to a room which is in the Kedusha, which is in the Azara. Shekol HaVoid Lefnai Lefnim V'yom Frishim Oysay L'Lishkas Parhez Shavriya B'Kaidish. That was built in the Azara, in the walls of the Azara. Ava Parash Nasis Mechutz B'Har Mishcha Prishasa Lilishko Shapnei Abirosh Chutz La'azara. Pisces learns that the Lishkos of Beis HaEven, the Lishkos of Paro, was outside the Beis HaMikdash. It was like on the Harabais. Rashi, on the other hand, on top of the Amit, Tzvayim Mizrach learns it was in the Azara. So it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos where the Lishkos of Beis HaEven was. Lishkos Parhedrin was a Kuliyama built into the wall of the Azara. Lishkos of Beis HaEven is Machlokes. According to Rashi, it was built into the wall of the Azara. According to Tosfos, it was built outside the Beis HaMikdash. So, and the Rambam Paskins says like Rashi that it was in the Azara. It's very negative for those who have the pictures in the beginning of the Masechta. So if you can look up the picture for the first time. So the Lishkas Bahedrin is in Tzvayim Mizracha. In some of the pictures, it's number 24. It's facing the Azara, facing the Heichal on the right side. The right side, the first corner to the right. So it's number 24. That's the Lishkas Parhedrin. And the Lishkas Evan, I don't think they have in Lishkas Evan, because maybe they don't want to get involved with Machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos, or Rashi and Tosfos, therefore I don't think they have the picture Lishkas Evan. Maybe they do. You can look there to see if they have in the Tzvayim Mizrach Lishkas Evan. What number is it in the Lishkas Parhedrin? Taka 24? Yeah, okay. What's 22? What's number 22? They have Beis Evan. The number 22 is Beis Evan. They have a picture of the Beis Evan also, which is further back. And that's the other Lishka. So that's going to feed Rashi and the Rambam. It's in the Azara, part of the Azara also, the wall of the Azara. Okay, Zokta Gemara Vaita. Could be this discussion is again the next Gemara, but we'll see. It's not Lamaisa. It's said in the Lashon of the Mishnah, in Masechtas Para, that this Lishka was Apnei HaBira Tzfoyna Mizracha. What's meant Bira? What does Bira mean? Zok to Gemara, my Bira, Omer Abba, Rakhav Yechna, Mokum HaYav HaRabayis. There's a place in the HaRabayis, Ubira Shmai. It was called Bira. That it was a place in the HaRabayis. It wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a place in the HaRabayis called Bira. And that's where this was. Rosh Lakish Omer, Kol HaMikdash Kula Kara Bira. The whole Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. Shenema HaBira HaShachinoisi. This is a Pasuk that David HaMelech told his son Shlomo. He says, "L'Shlomo b'ni, tein leva v'shalom lishmar mitzvaysecha et v'sechuk zechav." He's davening to Hashem that to Shlomo b'ni, give him the koyach to keep the mitzvahs. And he says, "V'livnois habira shechinoisi," and to build the bira that appeared, which Rashi explains, he already bought the place of Gurin Aravano. He bought the Gurin of this person named Aravano to build the Beis Mikdash. And David saying, "Habira shechinoisi," see, it's going on the Beis Mikdash. That's what Rosh Lakish says. So the Rafarshans begat, the Rishonim, the Rabbi Yechanan of course agrees also that Bira means the Beis HaMikdash, the first apostle. But he was saying that when we say Bira here, we refer to a place called Bira on the Harabais. But Rosh Lakish, no, it says it means the Bira, which means the Beis HaMikdash. So the kash is, if you're Rosh Lakish, that Bira means the Beis HaMikdash, so how could Tosfos say that the Lishkos of Beis HaEven was built off the Beis HaMikdash, says the Bira. So the answer that according to Rosh Lakish, the whole area is called Bira. The whole Beis HaMikdash and the area around is called Pnei Bira, and therefore it can still stem that it's Tzfoyna Mizracha of the Bira. Tosfos even stems via Rosh Lakish. That Mechlokes Rashi and Tosfos are not totally Mechlokes Rosh Lakish and Rav Yechon. That's what Tosfos Ri Halavon explains, Ayin Shom. So the Mara Vaitim, Nohan Emili, what's the Makar for this Halacha? They have to be Pirish for 7 days. What's the Makar? The pasuk by Shiva Simei Maluim, we know that before they built the Beis HaMikdash, for 7 days they had like lahavdil, like a practice run. They put up the Mishkan every day, and Moshe actually served as the Kohen Gadol, and he did avoid every day for 7 days before Shmini Mei Maluim, and Aaron and Kohen also had to come there and be parish. And they're all there practicing, and then for Shcheres Nisan, they put up the Beis HaMikdash for the first day of the Mishkan. They put up the Mishkan for the first day of the Mishkan. So it was 7 days before they were Parish. And the Pasuk says at the end of the Parish, Parashat Tzav, Amakra, Kasha also b'yem azeh, just like we did this day, Tziva Hashem lasoy sechapa aleichem. Same way we did it this day, Hashem said, just do it all the days also. Lasoy sechapa aleichem. What does that mean? And the Gemara says, Drasha, Lasa is Elo Masi Paro. Lasa is referring to Maisi Paro. That when you did Maisi Paro, also you have to prepare 7 days before. And lechaper kaparo, we know kaparo is Yom Kippur, melamas Yom Kippur, that's Yom Kippur. You have to perish 7 days before. So Gemara asks, Bishlam kula karava paro le mesukum. We understand that lasis lechaper can't mean all about para aduma, because what's lashon lechaper? Lekula karava paro le mesukum. Lechaper ksev a paro la bas kapari. A paro is not for kapara. So therefore, we know it has to be Yom Kippur. Ela ema kula karava Yom Kippurim ksev. But maybe the whole pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. I the extra word lasis. So Tosfos speaks out that no, lasis we would say you need also for kapara Yom Kippurim. Because we just said kapara, we think any carbon is a kapara. It says lasis to teach us that it has to be dafki Yom Kippur. So akaponim, how do you know that it's talking also about para aduma? Maybe it's only talking about Yom Kippur. It says lasis lechaper. Now it says lasis lechaper. Now the question is that it's mashma na gemara that para aduma, it can't be only para aduma. Why para aduma is not kapara? Frank the rishash and ritzchias that lachar we find that para aduma was a kapara. It was a kapara for the eagle. It says in the medrash that there were, and the gemara that the para aduma was a kapara for the eagle, and so it was a kapara. So rishash answers the mice ikra is not for kapara. Ikra is to for tumah. That's his teretz. An interesting page, was an interesting tarot. It says Dafka the Paro Aduma of the Midbar was a kapara for the eagle. But the Paro Aduma subsequently afterwards was not a kapara, it was only for the din of Tumas. So, like a part of the Gemara's kasha is, how do you know the pasuk is talking about Paro Aduma? Maybe Lasis L'Chaper is both for Yom HaKippurim.